Blog Talk Radio.
At short notice, because I was like, no, it's going to start. Oh,
fuck. Oh, good gracious.
No real rhyme or reason to that one.
Yeah.
Oh, then we
yeah, so it's Tuesday. It's May 29th, 2012. And since it's Tuesday, boys and girls, that means it is time for Pixanista. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas. That is a phrase that we coined, we came up with out of our own little brains. If you steal it, we will fucking stab you.
Oh, we may stab you anyway. We just in a yes. Stabbing kind of mood.
We are all in a very stabbing kind of mood. So, anyway, I guess, is the chat open?
The chat is open. She's open. Wide.
Girl needs really? A few peagles, all right? If you want to come and chat with us, you can actually find us on Blog Talk Radio, because you're listening to us right now, derp. So you can actually, if you're listening live, I should say, if you try to join the chat and we're not live, we're not going to be there, just so you know. But if you want to join the chat and you're listening live, you are more than welcome to come in and chat with us. We usually have some visitors. Totally forgot my point of that. But anyway, so I'm a little off today. I'm a little stressed out, so you can probably hear it in my voice. I'm very growly today, I think.
I said, let's hear you growl.
I like it when you're growly.
You don't want to hear my angry growl. It's kind of scary.
You and Ginger wish y'all were scary.
Do what?
You and Ginger wish y'all were scary.
I can be scary. You've never really seen me really, 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 really angry.
Like I said.
Oh, girl, please. I'm Snow White, and I can be scary. Don't let her fool you. I can be downright suspicious if I want to be.
You hear how sweet you sound?
The whole little girl voice when I was like, you want me to stab somebody for you?
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of cute. And then
oh my God.
Boy/GamingAtrix is over here who, you know, it should be our voice of reason, but she's the one who's teaching us how to cut people. So
exactly.
Yeah. We blame Corey. Hi, Corey.
Mm-hmm. Sure blame me.
Yep.
I blame Corey. I blame Corey all the time.
Sleep with one eye open.
Party dude.
And then that cute little girl voice you hear offering to stab people for me, that would be Ginger Rock.
Yay!
Wait, it wasn't just that she asked to stab. It was the manner in which she said it. It was like almost like, can I get you something to drink? May I stab someone for you?
It was adorable, is what it was.
Wow. Oh, okay. So we got
the bad part is I'm not really mad. I want to be mad.
We can arrange that.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something to you after. Okay. Look here. So we're talking about a bunch of things like we always do. We're usually all over the place. But one thing I've noticed that I think I'm starting to find annoying is that we have a bunch of these little new clothing sites that are popping up like Fab.com and Zappos that are starting to try to capitalize on gamer stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so Fab is the first one I saw that did it. This is how they grew their business. And as you've been listening to the news in the mornings, you hear that they are, you know, expanding and all kinds of stuff. And how they did it was they put ads on Facebook. And then the ads, you know, if you saw the ad, you clicked on it. They say click here and something. I don't know, was it win this shoe or something like that?
Yeah.
And if you were a gamer, they would put – the gamer shoes in front of you. Remember, girls? Remember those Pac-Man? Everybody saw these Miss Pac-Man stilettos?
Yeah.
And whenever you clicked on it, there was never a stiletto there?
Yes.
Never. And Ginger's playing with mudlings. I'm going to cut you, Ginger.
All right.
I see you.
I'm sorry.
I see you. That's
you should
digging.
Have shown that to me.
It's digging in my ear, Ginger. Blink. I was like, who is... Let me see. One of our fans.
I closed it. It's not me. It was me. I know. I opened up Facebook to make sure that I sent the message for the show. And
Look at... Mm-mm. She is coming up with excuses. We're going to have to hold her down and tickle her to see on the Okay.
No, that's no fun.
Yes. No. So anyway, we have these companies capitalizing on this, and I still have yet to find these lovely stilettos. I have been all over the Zappos.com website because I'm looking, because I would buy some Ms. Pac-Man stilettos. I would totally rock them.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I don't know where they are. Same with Fab.com. If you put in gamer in their search, do they have a search bar? Yeah, let me type in game, because I see there's some 8-bit t-shirts, but all they have is game stuff. They don't have any. What is going on with you people? Why are you stealing our stuff? How do you two feel about this? You feel like
if I knew for a fact that it was actually done by, you know, actual gamers, I might be okay with it, but I'm not sure about that, and it's kind of bugging me. Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say that, except I like my geek stuff. And for the most part, I mean, there are some of us geeks that are entirely creative, and we'll sit down and make all this cool stuff. And then there's geeks like me, who is entirely too lazy, not creative enough, and will hurt themselves trying to make this. So.
This is true.
So I kind of have to buy it from somebody. And I don't care if they're a gamer or not, as long as they're not doing it wrong, as long as they're not doing it badly, as long as it's not, like, bad cliches and...
Well, the shoes are beautiful, that they... Really, a Transformer dress.
Does it transform into something?
Yeah.
Tell me it transforms into a bikini.
It is hideous. I'm sorry, designer person. I try to give everybody their props. Okay, and I'm assuming that this has to do with the Transformers, since it's called Transformer. No, you know what? It's supposed to be a 2-in-1 deal. You're supposed to be able to wrap it and do all kinds of stuff with it. You know what? Don't pick that name. Okay, how about that?
Yeah.
But I'm all over the Fab.com. I do not see those stilettos, and I know I saw them pop up again the other day. I've seen some Betty Boop. I've seen Miss Pac-Man. I saw. What was the other girl back in the day that everybody was loving? I was going to say Chun-Li, but it's not Chun-Li. Gosh, Betty Boop, Miss Pac-Man, I can't remember. In any case, these shoes are not on your site. I am not happy. Why do you not have them for sale? Why would you entice me, and then when I get there, you lie to me?
It was all lies. Lies!
Exactly. That annoys me. I mean, because... They are preying on us. It's exactly what they are. They want us to come in, and they're telling us, oh, we've got you gamer stuff, and then there's nothing there.
I'm gonna try their Facebook page, because, you know, I really would like to give them some... What?
But then we have the girls, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the geek makeup. Geek Chic?
Yes, Geek Chic.
Which is beautiful, and they are geeks and gamers, and they make makeup, and they do it to a style that us gamers are going to want.
Well, they did the whole Transformers thing. There was something else I saw them do on Facebook. Actually, I don't know if it was them, but Sephora was trying to copy what they'd done with the eye makeup and trying to make it, you know, go with the whole Avengers thing. But it's not working out so well, Sephora. You do what you do and stick by it.
Well, there was also another thing I saw on the internet having to do with eye makeup where... they mislabeled something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was supposed to be R2-D2 makeup, you know, like the blue and the white with the little jewel right in the middle with, you know, his little eye thing. I don't know what they call it. But anyway, so, and they mislabeled it as C-3PO. And obviously, that was not done by a geek, because the geek totally knew right away that was not C-3PO. So,
yeah.
If your poser doing shit like that, we're going to know.
Exactly. We're going to know. We're going to let you know we know.
Yes.
Now, still can't find these.
I'm going to have to ask you to look harder.
I am looking pretty damn hard. Okay, the only thing I found that I will share on fab.com was they have 8-bit t-shirts. Of course, they are made by some guys, and some of you guys out there may be metrosexuals, but it always comes across that the guys that decide to make the t-shirts are never metrosexuals, and they make these hideous things. And they are having a sale on 8-bit apparel baller tees. No, not what you think, guys. Get your mind out the gutter.
Baller,
shot caller. They're like the football and basketball helmets, but they're made, you know, to be pixelated in 8-bit, which is supposed to be geeky nerdy. But here's the catch.
Wait a minute. Basketball helmet?
I'm sorry, football helmet. Did I say
okay,
basketball?
Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah. See, that shows how much a geek I am. But the thing is, a lot of geek boys do not watch football. So who are these actually aimed at? The people that are going to wear it? I don't know. I'm not going to say all geek boys don't watch football, but a great majority of them, you know, they're watching Modern Warfare more so than they're watching the Super Bowl. At least every geek boy I know.
Exactly.
I ask them, you know, who plays for Green Bay, and they're like, I don't know. Is that a map?
Most of the geek guys I know are not going to know.
Is that a map? Is that a map of Modern Warfare?
Is that a new map?
Where are the guns hiding at?
I heard that one has zombies.
See, exactly. So I'm not down with this whole geek fashions. We need to get some people who actually, you know, who actually know what they're doing.
Yeah,
that would be nice, because then I wouldn't feel like stabbing someone in the eye with a fork.
Yeah, let's not stab people in the eye with a fork. On the other hand, I've also seen where people have taken. I was trying to pull this up. There we go. I showed you a couple of months ago, I know we talked about it when we first started talking about this, a old Game Boy dress that somebody had made. A
Ginger?
Tube top. Yes?
I cannot hear you.
I can hear her.
I cannot.
Do you have your sound? That is weird, because, see, I had to turn my volume all the way up so I could hear you, but I can hear Corey fine, but I can't
hear
you.
I can hear Corey fine, I can't hear you.
Well, that is so strange. I don't know.
Well, she can hear you a little bit. She responded.
Yeah. All right. So, the Game Boy dress, somebody made it in real life. I have seen it in Second Life now. The store Epic is selling them in many different colors. The only one that's even marginally cute is the gray, of course. But they did it in pink, and they did it in black, and I think they did it in blue. Just the gray one. But it's kind of amusing to see these styles, these geek styles, because I'm seeing them more coming into Second Life now. Like, I sent you the shirt with Link the other day on it. I'm starting to see more gamer stuff inside our virtual worlds, too. And not everybody's doing it very well at all.
Well, we all know Second Life is not the best.
No,
some people who try to do fashion are not very imaginative. They don't know what the hell to do with stuff. There's a whole sect of gamer tees in Second Life that are
bad. Horrid.
I was trying to find a nice word.
Ugly. Should never be viewed ever by anyone.
Eye bleedy worthy. Is that good?
Eye bleach? Is that what you said?
Eye bleed worthy.
I think eye bleach is better.
Mm-hmm. Eye bleach. Eye bleach necessary, required.
And I'm going to drop these nails, or these nails, this picture into chat. I want these nails. Well, maybe I am. There
okay.
we go. I want those nails. Those are so hot.
Okay, what chat did you put them in? Oh.
Aren't those cool?
Oh.
They're like 3D nails.
Hang on. I'm trying to pull it up. Give me a minute.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Those are nice.
Ooh.
Super Mario 3D nails.
I would not be able to fit in them, but they're nice.
Yeah, you would not be able to at all. But that is so cool. I couldn't type in those at all. Those were way too long.
You know what you do in those is that's when you have your hair in the two ponytails and you got on your Mario shirt and your really short shorts and you keep chewing your gum and you're using that nail right there to pull it out to the side. You have to do the whole thing there. See how I put that together?
You would probably be like mauled by every gamer geek within a 10-mile vicinity.
Girl and guy alike, yes.
Black hack. piece. You got to pop the gun when you do it.
Mm-hmm. Man, I wonder how much she paid to have those done.
Who is that? See, you gave us a link, but we don't know where it came from, Ginger.
Oh, hold on. It came from craziestgadgets.com.
Craziest Gadgets.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the full link. There you go. Lady Geek Super Mario Painted Fingernails.
Now tell me she's making money off of this.
I have no idea. I don't even think the person who linked it.
That's a lot of work. If you look at the detail, it's just amazing.
Yeah, that is a super amount of work right there.
I still want it, though. I wonder how much she paid for those nails.
Oh, my God.
What?
Star Wars cat condo. I want it.
What? Star Wars condom? What?
Cat condo. Kitty cat, you know.
Oh.
No.
I want it. My cats would adore that.
They won't care. They just like, ooh, someplace new to hide.
Yeah, but I would adore it.
There you go. Oh. Okay, I gotta pin this. This is gorgeous. Look at that. That is hot. You know what? We need to open a nail salon that does these kind of nails.
Girl, I'd be in
no,
there
hey,
every
you
day.
You make this kind of like make something. Well, no, that doesn't work in Second Life because the nails are all fucked up.
Mm.
Prim nails in Second Life does not work.
They have mesh nails now.
That still does not work.
I don't know. I haven't tried the mesh one.
Some things I think don't need to be recreated for virtual life. Clothes, yes. Nails, no.
See, and I think mesh nails probably work better than prim nails because I bet they actually bend with the hands for the poses.
Yeah, because those prim nails, when your fingers bend, they stay exactly where you put them, so it looks really, really creepy.
Yes, out of me, because I'm like, oh, this pose is cute, and then I put on the nails, and I'm like, son of a bitch!
They're in your belly, they're floating above your hand.
And if I want to do it, I have to take the nails off and change it and change each one.
Yep.
And it's only for that pose.
So you have to, like, edit link parts and be very, very careful, and then you're like, damn, I've got to change poses again. So what do people do when they have movable AOs, you know what I mean?
My AO is all over the place, so.
Yes, her squats and turns and.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me at work.
Uh-huh.
I didn't mean that dirty. Gosh.
Sure you didn't. But I think I want this game over bracelet. And, yeah, I
okay,
will.
Now, here's another one. Did y'all know we have a pin interest, by the way?
No.
I know we talked about getting one, but I don't think
well,
I have access to
we
it.
We do have one. Well, you have to do what you got to do, baby. You got to make it do what you do, baby. We have some Gears of War nails. I actually put this up some time ago, but I love these Gears of War nails. And I didn't put it up during a Pixinista. I just saw it and went, oh, that is so hot. Can you work with me? Gears of War, damn. I'm trying to put you in the room and stuff, and you're just giving me long links. Damn.
Why can't you? You do like them long, so go ahead and post it.
No, it's not long that I like.
Yeah.
It's not long that I like.
Okay, what I read was paddling bottom.
Let me try that again.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's not right, girl, because I saw paddling bottom. And
it's padding.
Padding bottom. I see that.
I saw paddling. Like, give me a paddling.
That's your mind. Do that right there.
Still, that's a really fucking long link. What the hell?
Let's try this one.
I think we only want the
part that's blue, but I'm going to give that to you there. Try that right there. Try that right there.
And I wish this fucker would stop talking to me in Second Life right now. I don't want to talk to you, fucker. Leave me alone. All right, sorry.
You want me to stab somebody? I'll come stab somebody. Where you at?
Ooh.
You see that, Gears of War nails?
Yeah, that's hot, dude.
Right? I don't even play Gears of War, and I want it.
I'm still waiting.
Ooh. And that's on our pin interest page. Mm-hmm. I don't even play Gears of War, and I'm like, I must has it.
Those are cute.
Those are awesome.
GLaDOS has both of you by the throat.
Well, I have funnel clouds going over my house.
Oh, God.
That's not good, man.
That's okay. It's okay. We'll live. We'll live.
GLaDOS has you by the throat.
GLaDOS, let me go.
Hold up. Let me add my peoples. Let me add some of y'all. Let me do it.
Oh, my God. Legend of Zelda bathing suit bottom. Did you see that?
What, there's no top? It's just the bottom?
The bottom.
You're going to
walk
around
bottom,
and it's like
fine.
Tits hanging out, bouncing as you walk?
That is fine by me.
Not me. I'll be knocking people's eyes out and shit.
That is just fine by me.
There you go, right there.
Oi.
Did she say oi?
Yeah.
Oi vey. Oy vey. Oh, there's the Triforce bathing suit. Bikini.
Pin interest. Why you no work?
That's cute.
Pac-Man cufflinks.
Oh, Diablo 3 Era 37 t-shirt. That's funny.
<Yeah. laughs> Oh, my God. Do not feed the champions.
Oh, pixel heart earrings and necklace. I would totally wear that.
Heart?
Oh my God.
Pieces
hold
of heart?
Pixel.
Seriously, somebody get pregnant so I can give these to you.
What? Girl, what? I will cut you. Oh, hell
you
no.
You know, you're the only one with a working...
Look,
uterus.
Mine, it was a fluke. I will cut you.
I was going to say working vagina, but our vagina works fine.
Oh my God. No, get your friend.
Look at those onesies. Those are the cutest thing ever.
No, get your friend.
Our vaginas work just fine. It's the other things that don't work so well.
Oh, God.
You know, that isn't exactly something. Never mind.
Sorry.
So how about that Triforce bikini, huh?
I like the Pac-Man shoes.
I don't see what y'all looking at.
Oh, God, dude. Stop fucking talking to me. I'm not interested. God, leave me alone.
Where is this stuff that y'all are looking at, and why don't I seize it?
This is on that Pinterest page.
Yeah, we just clicked on a picture.
And it ended up at all the...
Oh, now that's hot. That is hot right there. That... All right, I'm posting this in the chat room. A little bit of 8-bit thigh highs for you. Check it out.
Oh, that's another Pinterest page. That was not ours.
Check it out, though.
Ooh, I like that Zelda bottom bikini.
Oh, my God. Check out mine.
Hold up. Let me see. Oh, suka suka na.
Right?
Is that Mario?
I don't know, but it's pixelated.
Those are ugly. I'm going to show you these. These are ugly.
Repent from Gamer Girls. But what? I will fuck y'all up. That is not us.
What, someone took our name? Oh, hell no.
People are always trying to steal our names. There's only one. There can be only one.
There is only one.
There can be only one. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, so you can buy them.
Ugh.
Oh, they got a whole bunch, but those are the only ones that are geek. Who made these? 8-bit pantyhose. See, this is what I'm talking about. They do one or two things, and we're like, yay. You need to put together a whole outfit that's fashionable,
yeah,
and it's geeky.
If they did that, man, we'd be like, whole...
I am all about
Final Fantasy. Oh, my God. A Final Fantasy-inspired wedding dress.
Oh, do it.
Where did you see this?
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous.
Can we get some link, baby girl?
Oh...
Sit there and tease us.
I just posted it. It's pretty. Oh, my God.
I'm looking. Oh. It's gorgeous.
Oh. We all are like,
holy shit. It's bad that I want that, and then I just, like, want to go take pictures again.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I bet my boobs would look fantastic in that, too.
Your boobs would look epic in that, girl.
They'd be all pushed up and purdy.
And with your hair, oh, that'd be just wonderful, gorgeous, beautiful.
Woo. Give us free, damn it.
Did you just invite me to something?
Who, me? Yes, I did. I gave y'all access to the lovely Pinterest board that we have. So when y'all find this stuff, pin it up like these other bikini bottoms Corey want for Christmas.
Well, anyway.
What you mean, well? What you trying to say?
I don't know. I'm very angsty today. I was going to say something fashion related, and I forgot. Awesome.
I need some of this.
Yeah.
I needs it. I wants it. Oh, this is, I love the black bikini bottoms. I needs a top, though. It needs to have pieces of heart covering the boobies. Or a triforce on one side and a piece of heart on the other. And I'm going to get a tattoo on my chest that says Lynx.
If you get a tattoo that says Lynx, I'm going to die laughing.
Speaking of, I've decided I am getting a tattoo. I'm going to go try and get it. Anyways, I'm getting a tattoo. I'm getting a QR code on my wrist.
You know what? That's in the Bible, girl. Don't do that.
I'm going to get a QR code on my wrist, on the inside of my wrist.
You didn't even listen to me. That is in
what?
The Bible. Don't
the
do
fuck?
It.
Fuck? Are you kidding me? Okay. You know, I tried to get a Pinterest account, and it says my username, Snow White GGR, already taken.
Use your Facebook to log in, dear.
I tried. It wouldn't let me.
Uh-oh. I didn't do it.
Bitch. Anyway. Yeah.
Use your Twitter account then.
No, I think it worked. I think it worked. All right. It did. Awesome.
Who made this ugly white Triforce bikini? You know what? Don't put bikinis on mannequins that don't have legs.
And don't put bikinis on mannequins who don't have fucking curves either.
That's bad. Both of that is bad. But what's really bad is that they're saggy in the crotch area. That does not look appetizing to women either. Okay? Just
no,
so
it really doesn't. It makes me look like I need to have some junk hanging out down there. And I hate to tell y'all, but I don't.
Oh, my God. Have y'all seen the Game Boy Watch?
Ew.
I don't think so.
I'm about to pin it, so like it. Love it. I shall marry the man that wears this.
You want to know something funny?
What?
I signed up for the Pinterest, and I, you know, clicked on some things that interested me, and I hit, you know, follow people or whatever. The first person on there is you.
We are legion. We are many.
Yes, we are.
I love this watch. Okay, anyway, we are all off subject of fashion. Well, not really. We're all just gasping over what we're seeing. And I know at least... Yeah, and I know at least one of you is listening while playing some Modern Warfare. Hello, Xbox Betty. We send a shout-out to you. But yeah. Is that a jar that is a wine glass? I am done for the night. That has nothing to do with gaming, but I saw it and went, that is so country. But it's cool.
Oh, yeah. Honey, you don't have to... Like, that's easy to get. You go to the store... You buy a canning jar, and there's your glass.
No, no, honey. It's not just the glass. It's also a wine glass. It's got a stem on it.
I saw one of those.
Are you serious?
Look at this.
There is a little store here in town that makes the best fudge on the face of Earth. I kid you not. Just the best fudge. Anyways, they have those. It's a mason jar with a wine glass stem on the bottom of it. Awesome.
That's exactly what that is. Look.
I want one.
Look at
it. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, really?
You see? And the jar top is
that,
still
oh,
on.
I like those R2-D2 slippers though. That's cute.
You see it? It's got the jar.
That is adorable, actually.
Oh, that is so country. I gotta say, I am. Hey there. Hey. Oh, I'm sorry, with some shoes. See, that's how they get you. They put those little ads on the side and then they get you. Mhm.
Bigger is better. Did you see the boxer shorts?
No, and I don't want
Mario.
See,
little Mario
lie.
Plus the shroom equals big Mario. Bigger is better.
Yeah, they don't help some guys. They can eat all the shrooms they want.
You don't know how to use it.
Eat all the shrooms you want. It will not save you. I can't say that on the air. Okay. So, ladies, let me take y'all back to Second Life. Who have y'all been wearing as of late? Who is tickling y'all's fancy? Because y'all get out to buy way more clothes than I do. I am stuck in making shoes.
The new place called Pop-Tart that I found the other day that I sent you the shirt from.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. I love their stuff. Kind of geeky, kind of grungy, which is totally, totally what I'm into. So I love that. And cheeky. A lot of cheeky.
Hmm. Okay, now what's this? What's the style of the cheeky? Also grungy?
It's kind of got a punk feel to it, a little bit of grunge, but not so much. She also has some really cutesy stuff. She kind of has an eclectic thing going on. Yeah, I can't say the word. Anyway, she's got a cool little style, and some of her stuff I don't like, but her mesh fits really well for me. I don't have to adjust my body so much, so I really like her stuff. I did get a skirt from her that she really should not have made. I don't know what she did to it, but it like cuts into my ass. So like I have like this dent.
You know, that's not a bad thing, Ginger. Sometimes people like to cut into your ass. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, that would be hot if that's what was going on. But no, this is like folding my ass up. Oh, yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, it's really cute. It's really cute little kind of a mini skirt thing, but it just, I don't know what she did with it. I don't know why, because none of my jeans fold this way. My jeans hold my ass the way it's supposed to, but this skirt folds into my ass, and I don't know why.
I just still can't get into the mesh thing. I just can't. I don't want to have to worry about adjusting my body to fit a fucking outfit, you know, because if you buy different outfits, your body has to fit differently, and it's just, I don't want to have to do all that shit. As soon as they come up with a way for mesh to automatically adjust to my avatar, I'm not fucking worried about wearing mesh.
They have a way, it's just not implemented inside Second Life yet. They're working on it. It's supposed to be coming in the next update.
It's not in Second Life, so I'm not even worried about it.
There's going to be a new way that the alpha layers are going to make the mesh actually fit to your body. So that's going to be cool. On the other hand, a lot of the creators are going to a standardized chart of sizing. So the main points, your hips, your tummy, your ass, your tits, your...
I don't know if I like that either. That makes people all look too much alike.
Well, yeah.
Although some people need to change their shapes anyway.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about, you with the fucking wide shoulders, looking like a linebacker and big-ass boots.
I spend the better part of today helping two men try to better their avatars. And kind of proud of myself. One went from total noob to, you know, looking fairly decent.
Fairly decent, Ginger.
But there's still something about them. I don't know what it is. I haven't decided what it is. I think it's the skin I don't like. The hair I like. The shape is much better. The clothes look great. Just something's still off. And I think it's his skin. Because he bought a skin that has the facial hair built in, and I hate that.
Now, did it let you in?
Yeah.
Are you pinning?
I'm looking.
You see nothing that tickle your pin fancy? Nothing tickles your pin fancy?
Not right now, no. Right now, I think I'm a little too angsty to really
appreciate the pin interest.
Yeah, I'm going to have to not be so angsty. And then I'll be like, oh, this is awesome. But right now I'm just kind of like, eh.
Okay, this is like the best invention ever that I just found. It's very geeky. It's a temperature-controlled mug. So when it's hot, it has a nice, awake, happy face. As it gets colder, it goes to a sleepy face until it's all the way a black cup. So it's a white cup with pretty eyes open, and then as it goes to sleep, the eyes close. Isn't that adorable? Okay, I guess no comment from anybody. I'm gonna stop talking.
I was doing the pin interest thing that you sent. It was asking me for a better name and didn't like what I had.
You know, I never like names.
All right, so do you have a link for what you were just talking about?
I'm going to share it. I would like to see this in the form of a mug. I'm not a mug, but one of those big coffee cups you get from Starbucks. Yeah, that's what I want.
Connecting. Slow mother flipping internet. So, I have no idea what you're trying to show me. Is this just... Oh, there it goes. No, that's still...
It don't like you.
No, it doesn't like me. Oh, that is awesome.
See, isn't that nice?
Oh, that is so cool. Yes, and then, you know, you idiots out there who are like, oh, the coffee's hot. I spilled it on myself. You won't have this issue. No, it's hot.
Who would have thought coffee could be hot?
Wait, it's the voice. Oh, the coffee's hot.
Who would have thunk coffee could be hot?
I know, right?
Like that person who made McDonald's start having to have that caution, coffee hot sticker on their coffee pot, you know, the heated one.
Yeah. And these kind of things just amaze me how stupid people can be and how they're allowed to be that stupid. It's like we encourage them.
You said they're allowed. How do you stop it, Ginger? I'm just curious.
Deep in the gene pool, man. Weed it out. Weed it out. Mario dress. Oh, that's cute.
You should put them on an island by themselves.
Yes.
I concur.
Yes.
Now, I be thinking, I'm having some issues trying to make clothes in Second Life still.
Okay.
I am not grasping the concept for some odd reason. My clothes are not coming out the way I want them to. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We may have to have another show about this.
I think we do.
I know we do. Everybody's due for a wedding show. Oh, my God, there's the cutest puppy on Pinterest. Okay, so anyway, we need a wedding show. I like puppies. I'm going to get rid of Kit Natrix. Y'all think I'm playing.
No!
No!
Kit Natrix.
What's wrong with Kit Natrix?
She tried to attack me last night, and she attacked me a little while ago before the show. I was trying to get something to eat, and she decided that it was time to climb onto my plate and then meow at me when I told her to get down. Dogs don't do that. When you tell a dog to get down, get down. They move. They do what they got to do.
No.
No, don't get rid of her. She's just being a cat.
I'm going to put her outside.
Yeah. No.
They're like, bye, Kit Natrix. You can fend for yourself.
Aw.
They're going off.
No, I will come down there and come get her. My cat can have another.
You're going to be down here in the next hour because she's going outside.
No. Don't be mean to her.
No, you can't do that. It's horrible.
She's still got her claws. She'll be all right. She'll be just fine.
No, she won't. Now she's all like a baby and stuff.
She is still a baby.
She is so cute.
She tried to talk back.
I need more pictures of her.
Yeah, I'll get some pictures. She tried to talk back, too, after I told her to get off my plate. Meh! And I said, okay, you're going to be outside, girl. Outside with the other cats.
If this comes up and I can show it to you, I need these panties.
It's too easy.
Yeah, I know. I don't usually wear them, but...
I didn't say anything.
Achievement locked panties.
You know what? I want that.
Okay, I'm posting up some of you gamer girls out there to get this next thing for you guys. It is a, what they call a bullseye for the toilet at night. Shines the light into the toilet to show them where to pee.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know about y'all, but that is like murder worthy. Not only can you not hit the toilet,
yeah,
and it also shines a red light, so if they do not close it, it stays red, which, you know, is, you know,
red ring of death, baby. Red, yeah. Ring of death.
And it's a nice green light when everything is copacetic. You didn't pee on the seat, and the seat's down for us when we come in.
And that way, everything's copacetic because you might actually get some pussy later.
Yes, because we'll be very happy that we did not fall into the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's, I do believe we all need this shirt right here. There you go. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
What if I don't want this shirt?
Girl gamer good may not be suitable girl for you or other dudes.
Oh,
Wait a minute. Where's the shirt? I must be missing.
Scroll down.
Scroll down to number 6.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We got to talk about this after the show. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to stop saying that. When I say we have to talk about this after the show, that is your cue. That is your cue.
Oh, is that my cue?
No, that is Ginger's cue. She don't take cues well when I say stuff like that. You know, you usually go, oh, something's up. Let me stop talking about them. Ginger keep right on going, that's awesome. I'm like, shh.
My bad.
You know, I noticed that about her. I think she should be blonde.
I am so blonde. I admit it to you, man.
You really should be a blonde, honey.
I really should.
We're going to dye her. We're going to hold her down, tickle her till she pee, and dye her hair strawberry blonde.
Yeah, got to keep some of the red. Got to keep some of the red.
Maybe that cotton candy pink with the blonde. That looks gingerish. What do you think?
Yeah, sure, that works.
Yeah.
All right, now I know I've seen these shoes inside of Second Life. And now I think I see what you're talking about. I was not paying attention.
No, get your friend.
Get your friend.
Like the spinal cord? Come on.
What?
Spinal
what about a spinal cord?
The last ones I just linked in chat.
Oh, hold on.
I know I've seen
these. They're kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, they are.
I know I've seen those inside Second Life. I think I have a pair.
Guys, who are not in chat, you are missing so much. So much.
You should totally be here.
I need that with a nice black dress or some leggings, and I need a matching crown for my head. That's what I need. Y'all could just picture it. It's a nice white crown. It's not a full crown. It's just the front. It just comes down. It's got the little widow's peak in it. There you go. One of those little crowns made out of spinal to match my shoes.
Oh, now I have to link up. What do not do? Do not do. Yes, Kitty, what? I hear you. Shh.
Who's the lingo? Do not do what?
I'm looking for the link.
Somebody has a spinal cord fetish.
I think she does.
Number two down, I'm pretty sure.
Number two down.
All right, third one down. There we go. This guy in this suit should never, ever, ever have allowed this picture to be taken. I have to commend him. On the costume?
The one with the power glove?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Dude, why?
I don't know. What is that one controller? I don't recognize that one.
Which one?
The second one around his neck, the bottom one.
That's another... I forgot. I think it is. It might be the... remember they did another version of the NES, remember?
Did they? No. Yeah. No, I was so young.
Is it time for us to go bye-bye?
Yes, it is.
Well, the train wreck has ended.
Yep.
Please put your seats and tray tables in an upright and locked position.
And you guys can tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news, and then tune in on Thursday to hear our normal train wreck. Yeah. I think that's it. Say goodnight, ladies.
Goodnight, ladies.
Talk about me. Let me see what I mean. Got no direction. I need direction. Just got my bound. Take the bite of my bad girl. Take the bite of my boy.
Don't make it
taste.
Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man on it's my alright.
Take about my bad girl.
Show me your teeth.
I just need a little guidance.
Tell me something that'll save
me.